We all have our own interpretations of art, but it's always really interesting to have the opportunity to see what wonderful local talent Moreton Bay produces, and even more so to be able to chat to an artist about their inspiration. The Beachmere Art Festival is being held on 9th and 10th of August. You'll have the opportunity to chat with Karen Warwick, Beachmere author and historian, from 9 to 10am on both days. Let's see what she has to say. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Debbie. How are you? Back in December 2022, we launched our second book, Beachmere Revisited. Now, not long after that, the Anywhere Festival gave us a great excuse to bring the stories and the artwork inside the book out into the open. So instead of a formal gallery, we took over a local cafe and we paired the artist's work with the stories from the book. There was just something special about seeing creativity up close and hearing the tales behind it. We featured four pieces from the book. The first one was The Bull's Rush by Elaine Coggins. She is such a talent. This was not her usual genre that I had asked her to do. It's a fun ink sketch of a classic country scene. There's a cranky bull charging two blokes scrambling onto the back of an old pickup. The panic on their faces really makes it. And the story? Well, that's a classic yarn from Elaine's husband, David, so it's his fault. He's an artist himself and his work features in book three. The next piece that we did was The Mullet Run by Linda Smith-Panaka. And we have spoken to Linda on the radio here, and you can hear her podcast if you wish. A vibrant piece she did. It was packed with meaning. And as an Indigenous artist, Linda weaves together signs from nature, the stringy bark blossoms, the sea eagle, the dolphins, and of course the mullet. This reflects how First Nations people read the land, the sea, and the sky, and for looking at the mullet's migration. It's a very rich mix of colour, culture and storytelling. The next piece was Through the Window by Steve Mills. For over 60 years, a windmill stood in the backyard of No. 23 Main Street. It became part of Beachmere itself. When the house was sold, the people tried to find a new home for the windmill, but in the end, it was dismantled and taken away. Steve's mixed media piece, along with the associated poem, captures what that windmill meant to the community. The last piece in the book is one called Idyllic Days by Doreen Howes. Now, this was inspired from an old snapshot from Easter 1960. This painting shows Biggs Avenue looking north, just as it is. Doreen went back day after day to the same spot to get the shadows and the colours just right. It really captures the feeling of those laid-back holidays. And now we've got another chance to come together. You're invited to the Beachmere Art Event at the Beachmere Hub on the 9th to the 10th of August. And I hope to see you there. Check out their website for further details. Until next time.
That was Karen Warwick, Beachmere author and historian, keeping our community connected. Listen again on the 101.5fm.com.au podcast.